Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, June 17th, 2013. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver. If you'll rise, please.
Let us pray. Our gracious Father, humbly ask that you guide our thoughts and actions so that we are doing your will and acting in a manner that is pleasing to you. Dear Lord, we ask that you give this government body the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority. We seek forgiveness of our sins and the strength to avoid future temptations. All these things we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Please join me as I recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin the agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve specifications for request for proposal for a FEMA grant management and insurance advisory services for Jefferson County. Item B is to consider and approve execute receive and file change order number 3 for the refurbishment of the Jefferson County Health Clinic with Basco Construction for an increase of $6,361 for changes to the bathroom number 126 for $911 to replace 5 exhaust fans and 4 restrooms for $1,454 for 2 additional door closers for $463, bringing the contract total to $399,752. Item C is to consider and approve a cooperative purchasing agreement for disaster preparedness management services to Science Applications International Corporation, the successor in interest to Beck Disaster Recovery, Inc., in accordance with the Houston-Galveston Area Council HPO 113 contract. This new contract will replace the current HGAC cooperative purchasing agreement. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion?
I'd like to pose a question about item number B. Historically speaking, we usually ask this, and I'll just ask of our county engineer, Don Rayo, if you and your organization has been involved in, I'm sorry, Don's not here, Steve, y'all been involved in okaying and approving these change orders and are they necessitated? I just noticed that the price on the exhaust fan seemed to be a little on the high side.
Yes, sir. Don has been involved. Mike from our office is over there practically every day and has been coordinating the change orders with Commissioner Alford's office, and Don has been fully aware of it and he's approved of it.
Okay. That's all I need
to know. This is the third change order on a...
Yes, sir.
Job this size, we're getting a lot of change orders, which leads me to believe that there wasn't a meeting between the design team and the people over there that are going to actually be at the facility. So sure like to make sure that these are minimized going forward.
I know that's what Mr. Rayo is trying to do, is minimize them.
Good.
All righty, thank you, sir. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to Commissioner's Court, item A is to consider and possibly approve a resolution for Jefferson County to proceed with efforts to secure Coastal Erosion Planning and Response Act grant funding to complete the design and construction of the Keith Lake Fish Pass baffle to restore and prevent further loss to the marsh. Item B is to consider the resolution approving action of Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation as to the 11th Supplemental Trust Indenture and Security Agreement relating to the remarketing of its Hurricane Ike Disaster Area Revenue Bonds for Jefferson Refinery LLC, Series 2010. Item C is to consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendations for Gator Country in the amount of $3,000. Do we have a motion on those items under Commissioners? Do I have a second? Been moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion? I've just noted that item A on KEPRA funding is basically 66,000 acres of marsh there that's located between the Gulf of Mexico and the Intercoastal Canal is suffered a big whammy over the last 70 years. When they cut the Intercoastal Canal through, it cut the marsh south of the intercoastal off from the fresh water that would normally come from the higher elevations north of the intercoastal. And then in 1977, they cut the Keith Lake Fish Pass through, and it's not baffled at the front so that there's an unimpeded source of salt water. And then when Hurricane Ike came through and completely destroyed our beach dune system so that we're getting salt water from the Gulf, and that system, we're in danger of losing it. And so we're trying to use the Texas General Land Office KEPRA funding to battle that, get that baffle put in there so that we can lower the salinity in that marsh and hopefully reestablish the vegetation, which also protects us from hurricane storm surges. Any other discussion on those items under commissioner? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to county auditor, item A is to consider and approve budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 2 for the purchase of materials to complete repairs on the service center in LaBelle in the amount of $7,000. Item B is to consider and approve applying for a 2013 Port Security Grant Program projects to be submitted on a competitive basis for 16 800 millihertz radio repeaters, estimated $608,000. Federal share is $456,000 and local match is $152,000. One 150 kilowatt elevated generator, estimated cost $130,000, with the federal government paying $97,500 and local match being $32,500. Item C is to receive and file updated grant accounting policies and procedures to reflect additional policies related to cash management and sub-grantee monitoring. And item D is regular county bills, check numbers 381191 through 381500. Do I have a motion on those items under commissioners? Under auditing. Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Next, under County Treasurer, item A is to receive and file the investment schedule for May 2013, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
So
moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion? We're still in a very depressed interest rate environment, and so we're only earning about 60 basis points on our money, but that's pretty good for weighted average yield in this type of market. So I want to thank the treasurer for the work he's done. I don't even see him here, but there he is.
I will say that the market seemed to rally in the last couple of weeks in the bond market, and it's not reflected on this report, but you'll see it on next month's report. I was able to capture a bond at 0.75, so we're moving. If you keep your eyes out, you can find these.
0.75 on what kind of maturity?
It's on a 3-year maturity.
Yeah.
And right now, most of the 3-year maturities are trading somewhere around the 0.50, 0.52. So that was a significant increase for a one-day rally. So just keep my eyes open. Hope I can do this more often.
I know. Do the members of the public who are going out investing their money in other instruments, that might seem artificially low, but because we're very limited in the types of instruments that we can invest taxpayer funds in, that's a good rate for us. So
excellent.
I thank you. Any other discussion on item under treasurer? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under engineering, item A is to consider and possibly approve a utility permit to West Jefferson County Municipal Water District for constructing a 6-foot, 10-foot water distribution mains. I think it should probably be 6 inches to 10 inches. Yeah. Water distribution mains project is located in precinct number 3. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Next, and probably most interesting, is risk management. Item A, the announcements of the results of the 2013 Naturally Slim program and recognition of participants. Ms. Isaacs.
Good afternoon.
Mrs. Isaacs.
From March 4th until May 13th, we had 30 county employees that participated in the Naturally Slim program. This was our third year to offer the program, and we provide this program through our wellness funds with Cigna. These 30 employees completed 10 weekly online video sessions. They also participated in pre- and post-program biometric screenings, and that was in our employee health clinic. And we really appreciate our employee health clinic helping us with that, because we would not be able to do the program without their help. And as a group, 405 pounds of total weight was lost, with over half of the participants losing 15 pounds or more. In addition to the weight lost, over 102 inches vanished from the waist. Blood pressure numbers went down, as did cholesterol, triglycerides, and glucose, making this year our most successful year with the Naturally Slim program. At this time, I'd like to recognize all the employees who participated in the Naturally Slim program by asking them to please stand. I would also like to recognize the top three participants that lost the most weight by awarding them certificates of award and also Visa gift cards, which they may need to buy some new clothes. In third place for pounds lost and the recipient of a $50 gift card is Brian Werner with Precinct 4 Constable. Congratulations. And in second place for pounds lost with and the recipient of a $100 gift card is Sean Miller with the Sheriff's Department. And the individual that lost the most weight in this program and the recipient of a $150 gift card is Dennis Copeland with Juvenile Detention. I would like to ask if any of the winners or any other participants that would like to come forward and maybe share their experience with the program to please do so.
Well, I first like to thank the commissioners here giving us the support for the employees and, you know, for this program, because without your approval and about all the others here, you know, this was all about us, our health, our, you know, our lifestyle. So that, again, I'd like to say thank y'all for your support of this program. My personal story, you know, I was seeing my own doctor, and it was like, okay, you know, your diet currently is not working. You need to be on cholesterol medication, this and this. So I said, well, let me give this program to the county, and after completion of it, I no longer have to take cholesterol medication. You know, I never even started, because it was right there, and I was like, now my levels from beginning, because they test you in the end, is fantastic. So it's a really awesome program, and I encourage y'all to allow the county to keep doing the program for years to come.
Thank you so much.
Also, Ms. Isaac, I want to say that all my numbers went down.
I told
Judge earlier I lost 12 pounds. That's kind of like taking a cup of water out of the Gulf of Mexico.
Nope.
But my numbers went down, my cholesterol, my diabetes, everything went down.
Isn't it amazing what just a few pounds can do with your numbers?
Right. And the thing about it is, I don't want to have to pay any money back, but I didn't go whole hog at the program because they keep me in meetings eating a lot. So, but it works. The program is I can give a true testimony that it worked, because I watched the video and I learned so much about eating. Of course, if I could implement it, it probably worked a lot better. But a steady, you know, putting your fork down. I'm a nervous eater. I eat fast, you know. So the program works. I want to thank the Commissioner's Court and the county for giving this program, because it is making a difference in people's lives. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anybody else like to say anything?
Ms. Isaac, I appreciate the fact that y'all are working so well with our employee health department, Ms. Little, and her staff, and just working together to help our employees and ultimately help the county. So really appreciate all that.
Thank you. I would like to close by saying the Naturally Slim program was a huge success. We hope to be able to offer this program again next year, so please be on the lookout for a memo, and if you're interested in applying, be sure to do so. Thank you.
Yeah.
No, but you should be signed up, and you're getting the, they still have you, you'll still get videos and emails to watch. Anybody who's a member gets that, but no, we go to the somebody else to give them an opportunity. But okay, thank you.
Sounds like the email I got where a guy said, I joined the health club and have been a member for 2 months, paid $350, and I hadn't lost a pound. Apparently you got to go there to actually get some benefit from it. But thank y'all for all the hard work that y'all did in making the program a success. I hope it's been beneficial to you, and it'll also be beneficial to the county in the end, because when you're able to get off cholesterol medication, that's a cost that the health plan doesn't have to bear, and it saves everybody money, including the taxpayers. And Deputy Werner needs to stay slim and trim anyway, because he's had a history lately of having to respond, unfortunately, to some bad crime scenes out in the unincorporated area. So thank you for that work. All right, that completes everything except item A under District Attorney, which is the announcement of a closed session pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.087 to discuss or deliberate commercial or financial information received from a business prospect thought to be located in Jefferson County with which the county is conducting economic development negotiations and or to deliberate the offer of incentives. And so as soon as Mr. Gordon has an opportunity to load up his equipment, we'll go into a closed session, and we will adjourn from our commissioner's court meeting. Is there anything any member of the court or any elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Yeah, Judge, the lunch in the park, speaking of healthy, June 28th, South Sub Courthouse in Port Arthur from 11 till 1. Briscoe Lake is a local band, real good band that's going to be playing. Any county of employee, elected official that would like to come down, bring your lawn chairs, sit around. Chick-fil-A, Luby's, and Melvin Houston's barbecue would be served. You can buy your lunch. So please try and make it a good event for the sub courthouse. Come down and relax. We will be spraying for mosquitoes, Commissioner Weaver. Thank you. Thank you.
All righty. Anything else? All right, so we are adjourned.